Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can check out thousands of articles and podcasts updated daily. And please share those on social media while you're there. Tons of great articles and podcasts up at AmericaOutLoud.com from some of the top contributors from the conservatives in the country. You guys definitely want to head on to AmericaOutLoud.com and check that out. It's After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we've got a big show tonight. We're going to be discussing the president and his son, Hunter Biden, tonight, and talk about how the media has finally had to come clean on the Hunter Biden laptop story that we've seen them deny, try and claim was Russia disinformation. All of this before the election to try and hide the misdoings from Hunter Biden when he was running for president so that Joe Biden would have an advantage on President Trump. Of course, President Trump knew that Hunter Biden was corrupt. That's why he had his whole issue with Ukraine in the first place, was trying to get to the bottom of this Hunter Biden corruption. And now this laptop story is real now, and it makes you wonder, what else is the media hiding about Joe Biden's son, Hunter? Which obviously is a lot, because we've seen the pictures. We know they've never talked about him on air. Rob, what are your thoughts on the media having to come clean on this Hunter Biden laptop?
It's a long time coming, Andrew. I guess we would say it's better late than never. But you and I, we've been talking about this for quite some time. We talked about it before the election with Bob Bobulinski when he did an interview with one of the talents on Fox News. I think it was Tucker Carlson. He did a complete, I think it was two-night run on the story. Yet and still, the media decided not to report on it. I took clips of that interview and I posted them on Twitter. That was before Twitter decided to bounce me or to suspend me for, I guess, Russia disinformation. I had no idea that I was in contact with the Russians. But they blocked the story. They blocked the story because they didn't want the truth to come out. They blocked the story because they know that although they had a lot of folks on Twitter with bad intentions, talking heads for the left, they were concerned and afraid that if they took the opportunity and stopped and looked at what was being tweeted, that they themselves, using their own reason, would say, wait a minute, this does not look good. Maybe Hunter Biden is compromised, making Joe compromised. But instead of allowing information to flow freely, they decided to block it. They decided to make themselves the arbiters of truth, what is and what isn't. And then when you pull back the screen and you looked at who they were using as the truth arbiters, you found out that they were kids. Kids out of college, kids out of high school, who knew nothing about the world. The only thing they knew is what the media and social media have been pumping into their heads, that the right is bad, the right is bad. Anything on the right, anything with an R, Republican or conservatives, they're bad. So these kids had a diet of that, unable to process the truth for themselves. They were just going by what the overlords, the big tech, told them. And people thought it was great. Oh, this is beautiful. Because we can stop this information from being flown into the public for discussion. Joe Biden didn't care. Because when you looked at his staff at the time, a lot of them came from big tech, from social media. So they were able to maneuver and massage the data that was out there. I don't know if any of you remember when Barack Obama, before he left the White House, Maxine Waters let it slip that he had in the White House, embedded in the White House, an entire room or team of folks from Google massaging information, what's going out to the public, Now, you tell me that isn't censorship happening here in America. You tell me if that's not what Putin is doing right now, China is doing right now. They're taking a page from these guys as to how to massage and manipulate information. But we sit back and think, oh, it's so grand. Look at what Mark Zuckerberg is doing. Look at what all these big tech folks are doing. We thought it was beautiful, not realizing that they were actually taking away our information. And actually, when I say we, meaning the common folks, the consumers of the information, while our politicians, the folks at the top, they saw what was happening. They knew what was happening. And they did absolutely nothing but call these folks before Congress to testify. I don't even know why I said testify, Andrew, because they only brought them forward to tell lies. That's all they did. No, we're not censoring people. No, we're letting information flow freely. But we have evidence that you just kicked off a huge group of people who identify as being conservatives. You kicked them off. And you're saying that they violated your terms and conditions. Where? How? When you can go on Twitter right now and see pornography. You can go on Facebook and see pornography. You can go on YouTube and see pornography. But yet and still you're saying that they broke your conditions, rules and conditions? Where? Because they dare to speak the truth? Because you did not want this truth information coming into the public? This makes absolutely no sense. So here you have this Hunter Biden story that's beginning to resonate and bubble up. And you have all these new media outlets saying, oh, well, you know, we're now looking at it. And I heard one of them say, not just one, I take that back. All of them are saying that when the information came out, because the New York Post was the first to report it, that CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, and all these New York Times reached out to the New York Post and said, let us see the information. Now, notice what I'm saying. They reached out to them and said, let us see the information. You yourselves are news organizations. Why couldn't you just reach out to the sources that they were using? Why are you saying that they would not let you see the information? Why were you allowing your reporting to be contingent upon what they showed you? Because even if they had shown it to you, you still have to verify it. That's what journalists do. But I forgot, these people aren't journalists. They're activists. We are surrounded by activists. So now they want to put it on the New York Post when all they had to do was just say, wait, we can verify this information ourselves, because that's what you're doing as truth arbiters. You go in and you try to verify the information that has been placed on the platform, and then you deem it misinformation. Failing to deem your own information misinformation. So now what do we have? People are running around saying, oh, here it is, it's out there. We need to look into it. Now, there's always the question, Andrew, as to why now? Why are they doing it now as opposed to earlier? Were they trying to give Joe Biden cover? Were they trying to give Hunter Biden cover? When you and I both know, had this been Donald Trump, there's no has this been, it was Donald Trump. And they were reporting false information. Don Jr. is going to jail. Don Jr. is going to be indicted. Ivanka Trump is going to be indicted. Jared Kushner is going to be indicted. They had all these indictments. And what's sad, Andrew, is that it could have happened. There was no ground to indict them. But when you look at our jurisprudence, you look at the jurists that are at the top, that are making these decisions, they could have very easily said, indict, go ahead, go forward. Here's a warrant, go and arrest them. Here's a warrant, go and surveil. Here's a warrant, go in and the early wee hours and break into their homes. Here's a warrant. It is extremely dangerous that our country has become something like Russia or China, whereby they can arbitrarily go in and attack innocent citizens because they don't like them, because they don't like their politics. So just imagine had we wakened one morning and saw that Don Jr.'s apartment had been invaded, or Ivanka Trump. It could have happened, and I wouldn't at all be surprised if there wasn't some left-wing lawyer being pushed by the Democrats to ask some activist judge to give them a warrant to go in and investigate them. They did it to Rudy Giuliani. And why? Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. Look at how they have just like complete, just torn this man to pieces because right. they don't like the fact that he supported Trump.
Yeah, it's been a partisan witch hunt from day one as far as the Democrats are concerned. You look at some of the things they have done to people associated with Trump, and it's just sickening. They raided Roger Stone's house in the middle of the night. Just the kind of things they've done to try and get back politically against Trump and his associates should be illegal, and they should have to face the consequences for it. But I would definitely like to see the Republicans come after Biden and his administration when we take back the House and Senate, because if you don't fight back now, the Democrats are going to run all over you.
They're going to run all over them. I would not hold my breath, as I've said before, that the Republicans will do anything to address this. You have Chuck Grassley, who had said during the confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh that he was going to investigate and look into all the lies that were told by what's her name, Christine Blasey Ford, and the porn lawyer. And what has happened? What has become of that? All the lies that were told against this man to damage his reputation. What has become of it? I don't know. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for the investigation. And without a doubt, we know that there were nothing but lies trying to stop this man from being on the Supreme Court. Now you have a man whose life has been ruined for the most part. They didn't want him to coach in Little League games as if though he was a sex offender. Whereas you have a nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is extremely lenient on sex offenders. And they're trying to extol the virtues of her being on the court as if though she's going to be this great person from heaven, some manna from heaven, who's going to restore and give the court some type of awakening. Why? Because she's a Black woman, a liberal, a fanatic, an activist. We blinked, and this is what we got. So there was a lot of blinking going on with the Hunter Biden gig. So it begs the question that the left just kept putting out there. They did long series on this. The Washington Post wrote a complete expose on this as to whether or not Trump would pardon Don Jr. or Ivanka if they were indicted. Now, again, there was nothing to it. They had done absolutely nothing. They didn't even skirt the lines of breaking the law to be indicted. But what the liberal media and big tech were successful at doing is creating a narrative that many people bought into. And you would hear people talking about it on the streets that, oh my God, they could be indicted and they should be. And Will Trump, he's going to pardon them. He's going to pardon them because they've done this and they've done that. Pardon them for what? They did absolutely nothing, nothing, but try to make the country better. And because of it, they had to be pardoned. They had to be indicted first and then pardoned. So that's all you heard. And when you would try to reason with people and say, what did they do? Oh, well, she's doing business with China. Yeah, but that was before they went into the White House. And it was just a manufacturing deal that was on the up and up. They looked at the contracts. There was nothing shyster going on compared to Hunter Biden receiving $500,000 or $50,000 a day for doing what? He didn't do any work. He's a convicted felon. He's a drug addict. But yet and still, Biden says he's the smartest man that he's ever known. The smartest man for hoodwinking everyone? and to getting everyone to think he's a legitimate businessman? Now, him hoodwinking folks, there's nothing wrong with that. No laws were broken. People were just gullible because he was the vice president at the time, son. Seeing straight through the fact that he was a drug addict. But you know what they were looking at, Andrew? Access. Access to Joe Biden. Access to Joe Biden, who had access to Barack Obama, the then president. Influential access. Let's not do this. Let's not do that. This is really bad. So the question I present to you right now, tonight, is will Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden? Because when you look at it, Hunter Biden did do some illegal activities, not paying his taxes. So that is my question. That is what I want to present to our audience tonight, Andrew.
Yeah, it's a great question. And we know that Hunter Biden has just done more than a few illegal activities. He's done a lot of illegal activities based on that laptop we've been discussing. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamin. It's made with maximum absorption technology. Healthy Cell vitamins feed our bodies at the cellular level. Robin and I have been taking it. We recommend you guys try out Healthy Cell, and you can save with the code OUTLOUD on your first order of Healthy Cell, 20% off. So be sure to head on over to healthycell.com and use the code OUTLOUD. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
And we're back with After Dark with Robin Andrew. And when we went to break, I posed the question, will Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden? That is a fair, legitimate question. Considering the things that Hunter has done, he has broken the law. And while some of you would look at this and say, well, the tax issue, tax evasion, well, people do it all the time. He'll pay the fine and he can move on. Okay, fine. But what about the fact that on his laptop, allegedly, there's pornography with underage kids? The fact that he has it in his possession, or had it in his possession, in itself send him to jail. Now, of course, if Ketanji Brown Jackson was hearing the case, she would probably throw it out, because she would probably make an excuse and say, well, he's amongst his peers when it happened. And maybe that's the reason why Biden nominated her for the courts and not the nominee that others wanted, namely Jim Clyburn. Maybe that's the reason why he picked Brown Jackson, because of her light sentencing when it came to perverts. So that's the first one. His laptop with information that he should not have. The second one, possession of a firearm, a convicted felon. If he were anyone else, he would be in jail. But he's Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, a failure of a son. So we look the other way. The FBI hasn't done anything, and we know Christopher Wray isn't going to do anything. But if Hunter Biden, and I will go there, if Hunter Biden was a black man, he would be in jail. So now it begs the question, is this white privilege that Hunter Biden is being given? If he were a black man, convicted felon, with a gun, a firearm, easily in jail. But let's look at this again. In the new woke world that we live in, maybe not. Maybe that would not happen. Maybe he would not be in jail. Maybe he would get a get out of jail free card ticket, as we see this happening right now. Look amongst us. Look at all the crime that's being perpetrated. By whom? Black men, criminals. And not just any black man, because I'm a black man and I'm not committing crimes. But the ones that are career criminals. And according to the polls at the top, the politicians, the black politicians, let them go. Let them do whatever they want to do. They just need help. They need to be rehabilitated. While the quality of life for the rest of us obeying citizens who obey the law is being destroyed. People are being killed. And are those people that are being killed receiving payouts from the states or the cities that they were killed in? There was an Asian woman that was killed 2 months ago in New York City. Will her family be able to sue for compensation? Will she get the $1 million payout that George Floyd got, or Eric Garner, or any of these other radicals? I think there was a situation, I think, was it Andrew, Utah or Oregon or Seattle, one of those Western states and cities whereby the rioters are going to split $14 million?
Yeah, Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. $14 million for rioting, for tearing up stuff. Can you believe it? So to me, that's a pardon in itself. It's an acceptance as to let them do it. Who cares? Whereas we innocent citizens, we don't get the same benefit of a doubt. We don't get the same payouts. It's bury your dead, move on, suck it up.
Yeah, and can you imagine the media spent all this time talking about how the Trump kids were going to jail and what would Donald Trump do? Would he pardon his own kids? But here we are. We all know that the Trump kids are not criminals. And then you've got Hunter Biden, who is about as much of a deviant as you could possibly find. I mean, this guy likes hookers. He likes crack cocaine, makes all these shady business dealings. And this guy's got Joe Biden privilege, is what I'd like to call it, because Joe Biden has been protecting his son since day one. And it's worked because he hasn't gotten in any trouble. So I would not be surprised at all if Joe Biden ends up pardoning Hunter Biden, because he knows what kind of laws this guy has broken, and who knows what else he is into.
Well, that's interesting, Andrew. So you think that he could possibly pardon Hunter Biden? Well, I've got another twist on it. Will Hunter Biden even be indicted? Will he be indicted? Because what we see right now with our justice system is that crime pays. And we're going to talk about that in one of our shows. It actually does. It pays. As I said earlier on, look at the payouts that these individuals who have broken the law, look at what their families have gotten. It's like they've hit the lotto. Huge payouts, millions of dollars. Like, what? So I don't even know if Hunter will be indicted. Why should he? A grand jury has to indict him. Now, the grand jury can choose not to, And a judge can say, oh, forget about this. This guy has done wrong. We're going to send it up. We're going to press charges. A judge can do that. But you look at all of the liberal judges, activist judges, and some, I have to say it, a rhino judges that would look the other way thinking that the public will not think anything of it, and they won't. And you know why? Because big tech and the media has poisoned their minds and will keep information from them the same way they kept the Hunter laptop from them in 2020. And only now they're deciding to talk about it. Had people known about this, do you think they would have voted for Joe Biden? Now, some of them would say, oh, yeah, yeah, especially the, what do they call themselves? The, not the independents, but what is that other group? I'm a, that they love to brag about. Oh, gosh. Andrew, what is that group called? We have the Republicans, the Democrats, and then that
Libertarians.
Libertarians. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, they think that they're just like the toast of the tail. Oh, I'm a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. You mean that you're a person who just throws away your vote? That's what, in essence, what you're saying. Oh, I'm a libertarian. Oh, I'm a libertarian. I live a what? A libertard? A libertarian? Give me a break. You're just throwing away your votes. I believe in liberty. Okay, liberty, believing in liberty, you can find that within the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. So stop fooling yourself. The thing is that you want to be different. You want to look like you're different. Like, oh, those parties, they're not good for me. I'm a libertarian. Your libertarian gets you no votes. It only messes up the voting spectrum. That's it. That is it. So back to, I just wanted to put that little nugget out there for all you libertarians. You're just wasting a vote. Keep it to yourself. But will he or won't he be indicted? Because you got all these activist judges that are out there that will look at this and say, oh, there's nothing here. Joe has had it hard. He has it hard right now. Joe only came in because he wanted to save America because it was going down the tubes. And this poor man, his son, he was grieving his son, and we see that he's challenged. So we don't want any more put up on him. I'm sorry. If you step into the kitchen when someone is cooking and it's hot, expect to sweat, expect to be hot, and you must perform. I don't give a rat's patootie about Joe's issues, his personal issues. He decided to step on this stage. He decided to allow people to push him on the stage, knowing all the issues that he had with his family. But at the same time, he knew that the media and big tech would give him cover. So I even wonder if they will indict Hunter. And I think another way of looking at this, Andrew, is that maybe they're putting it out there so that people can massage it, process it, so that comes time for the election, they'll say, oh, we've already talked about this. And you know, they're really good at doing that. Oh, we've talked about it. People already know about that. Look at what happened with Afghanistan, the 13 soldiers that were killed. Initially, they didn't want to touch it. And then they decided to touch it. And then they decide to say, oh, we've already talked about it. Let's move on. Nothing to see here. This is how they operate with old Joe. But he needs to be held accountable. He has to be held accountable. Because what has happened here, the lie that has been perpetrated upon the American people, simply for this man to get in office, simply because they did not like Donald Trump. That's it. Just the hatred for him. Because he surely didn't mess up the economy as Joe Biden has done. He didn't do any of that. The economy was prosperous, but they didn't like his tweets. They didn't like the fact that he spoke truth to power and that he didn't sugarcoat it. And if he thought you were a numbskull, he would just say, oh, you are a numbskull. And they didn't want that. They wanted him to dress it up and say, well, you know, he's trying, he's this, he's that, but he just come out, oh, no, you're a dummy. And then all the people at the top, like General Kelly, Rex Tillerson, Mad Dog Mattis, people that we plebeians thought were, oh, they're so up there and we've got to worship them. Look at all these great things that they've done. But Donald Trump will look at it and reduce them to being the zeros that they are. Anytime you're serving or in the office for the people, and then you yourself decide to exhort yourself over the commander in chief because you think you know more? I'm sorry, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we can say that, unlike Disney. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You were not elected by the people. You were chosen at the behest of the president to work for him and the American people. So you don't get to exhort yourself over the president, John Kelly, Mad Dog Mattis, and all of you other losers that thought you could. It does not work that way at all. So under this Biden character, will he or won't he? As I said, will they even indict him? All the evidence is there, and they should do it, but to find a jury that will do it, that will move forward with it, that's a completely different ballgame. Because, of course, you'll take it before some liberal D.C. grand jury, and then they'll like really give him the works. Well, you know, this guy, he's had it hard. He's this. I have been on a grand jury. And the way it works is that you will have the attorney to come in and present the case. And if he's not good to convince the people, to sway the people, but you can forget it. He presents the case. He'll bring in the witnesses. They'll say, yeah, this is what happened on this date, this, that, and the other thing. That's it. And then the folks have to decide. And they're just sitting there looking at each other saying, should we not? They can say whatever they want to say to each other. Someone might be there to say, well, you know, he's done all this, but compared to what Donald Trump did, because if we were to indict him, Donald Trump, no, let's not do it. That's it, boys and girls. That's it. Nothing happens. That is plain and simple. It would go no farther than Hunter Biden gets to walk out a free man and do whatever the heck he wants to do. He can continue hoodwinking the people. Joe Biden can continue saying, oh, you see that? I told you there was nothing there. And just think about those generals and career politicians who had served in the government, Leon Panetta, General Hayden, James Comey, John Brennan, who wrote a letter, and so many others, saying that the Hunter Biden story was disinformation, Russia disinformation, not just disinformation, Andrew, but Russia disinformation. They penned a letter and they signed their names to it. Did they not know that this was going to bubble back up? Because it was already in public domain. And they chose to hang their reputation on this? They should all be questioned. There should be stories done on them as to why would they put their entire careers on the line by saying, well, we can't prove this, but it's Russia disinformation. The laptop. Knowing that the evidence was there. And you know what else, Andrew? When they took this before a Republican committee and they questioned an FBI cyber boss about it, where is the laptop? Where is the information? You know what he said? I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't know what happened. What do you mean? You had it in your possession. I know, but we lost it. It was by design. I'm sure Christopher Wray had something to do with it. Let's lose the information. We don't see it. We don't want to see it. But as far as those 7 or 6 minutes from Donald Trump during Jan 6, oh, we're going to move heaven and earth to find that. But it was never lost. It was right before their eyes. But they wanted you, the public, to think that Trump had done something nefarious, when in actuality, he had not, Andrew.
Yeah, those gentlemen you mentioned are what I like to call the deep state swamp. They did not care if they had to come on national TV and lie to make President Trump look bad. They tried to use whatever reputation that they have to try and give credibility against President Trump. And what we've ended up finding out is that they were wrong and flat out lying about a lot of what they said. People like Comey, people like Clapper, they've lost all credibility as far as I'm concerned. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
People often ask me, Malcolm, how do we fight the corruption? Robert Frost has said it best. Freedom lies in being bold. Well, for six incredible years, bold is America Out Loud. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Before we went to break, I had mentioned a piece that I had learned, that I had been reading up about, on the FBI, the cyber guy, head of the cyber unit, losing information about Hunter Biden. I was completely unaware of this. I had heard bits and pieces about it. But then the other day, I was watching the news, and I heard the full story as to what actually happened, that they lost information on Hunter Biden. Now, what happened with the chain of command? And remember how they were like bitching and moaning about the chain of command in Trump's office, how it had been broken and different pieces of information had been lost and they wanted to blame him? But here you have a situation that you would think Christopher Wray would be on top of, but he wasn't. Let's just run that tape really quick.
You are the assistant director of FBI Cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
I mean, Hunter Biden's password on his laptop was Hunter02. He drops it off at a repair store. I'm holding the receipt from Max Computer Repair, where in December 2019, they turned over this laptop to the FBI. And what now you're telling me right here is that as the assistant director of FBI Cyber, you don't know where this is after it was turned over to you 3 years ago.
Yes, sir, that's an accurate statement.
There you have it. Matt Gaetz is questioning this guy and saying, what happened to the information? And he's, I don't know. Now, I think someone should be held accountable, Andrew, for losing that information. But it won't happen. That is the reason why I ask the question, will Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden if he's indicted? More importantly, will Hunter Biden be indicted? Now, I know there's a lot of little rufflings around and little people saying, oh, it's going to come. Well, we thought the same thing of John Durham, and we're still waiting. Do not be surprised if information is released and they decide not to prosecute. Do not at all be surprised, folks. I'm telling you now, don't be surprised. Because if you think back Bill Barr said during an interview that the things that took place during the 2020 election, albeit wasn't right, but it didn't necessarily come to the level of criminal activity. So they might have cheated, but does it rise to the level of a person being prosecuted? Bill Barr cautioned us, he warned us, and he said it. So when you look at the 2020 election, yes, they cheated. Yes, there was malfeasance at every level. And you see different states that are going back saying, okay, this shouldn't have happened, that shouldn't have happened. But Bill Barr said at the time, no, it's nothing, no big deal. So he was onto something. He was letting us know that although it was wrong, they cheated, but it didn't necessarily rise to the level to indict and to prosecute. Because when you indict, folks, you're looking, or for an attorney, a prosecutor, beyond a reasonable doubt, you have assured yourself that I will get a conviction, a guilty conviction. That's the only way you would bring a case to court before a grand jury. I want them to say, yes, it meets all the evidence, charge him. And then you're going to take that and say, okay, I have it. I now want to indict. I want to take this to court. Because you're working under the assumption that once it goes to court, beyond a reasonable doubt, this person will be found guilty. But now we know something different here. That although Hunter Biden might have done something nefarious, and I'm not going to even say he skirted along the lines. I think he fell in between the lines, over the lines, and everything else, especially with the laptop and the porn and young kids. And who knows, it might have involved his niece. It might have, or his sister. I mean, the guy is known to have banged his brother's wife after the brother died. And he probably had designs on her when the brother was alive. Hey, folks, I'm just speaking the truth. That's it. If you can't handle it, this is After Dark with Robin Andrew. Tune off. But you got to think of this. And see, this is how real journalists work. They look at all the different avenues. And then they start to do the research to come up with the truth. On After Dark with Robin Andrew, we have been talking about this case when we first learned of it.
Yeah, this just leads me to this comment. What kind of person does it take to have a brother tragically pass away, and then within a few months after that, you start sleeping with his wife? I mean, that is just sickening behavior, and I could not even imagine someone doing that. But here you have Hunter Biden, same guy who impregnates strippers and then tries to run away from his responsibilities doing these things.
What type of person does it take? A demented, sick person who does not care? Because you also got to remember, folks, that when it was disclosed that Hunter and the brother's wife were in an entanglement, I'll let you use your imagination to figure out where I got that word from. Entanglement, hint, hint, Jada Smith, Will Smith, go do your own research. But they were involved in entanglement. That they went to Joe and said, hey, we want you to bless this and say that it's okay, so that when we go public, we won't be attacked. And like clockwork, Joe came out and said, oh, we're happy. I mean, they were both having a moment and they found each other and we are happy for them. No more to be said. But then a few months later, Hunter and his brother's wife, Hunter's sister-in-law, the mother of his nieces and nephews, decided to break up. And in the course of breaking up, Hunter apparently had a gun. Now, I don't know if he waved the gun in front of his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, whom Hunter decided to bang once the brother died. The brother's body probably wasn't cold in the grave, but Hunter had a gun. And I guess he got into an argument with her, and then they tossed the gun.
Yeah, it almost makes you wonder if they had started the relationship when the brother was still alive. I mean, it happened so fast after he passed away. It definitely appears to me that they already had some kind of a relationship before that.
Well, not only that, Andrew, there's a possibility that he had designs for her, like he said, all along. And once the brother was out, okay, he steps in. But of course, they said, they, the Biden families, that these two, they were two broken creatures and they found each other. And Hunter even said it in the book that he wrote that folks on CNN said was so poetically written. It was so beautiful. Are you serious? He spoke about it. And he said that they shouldn't have gotten together, but they were two broken angels and they were grieving. Well, we know all about that. And we know that those relationships do not last long at all. But they found themselves coupling and Joe Biden giving him the blessings. Who else is Hunter coupling? Well, we know that he banged up a stripper and got her pregnant and then denied the kid was his. And to this day, I don't think Joe and his wife, Jill, include that kid in the counts of grandchildren. They leave the kid out.
Yeah. And the media says that's okay. Nope, nothing to see here that Hunter Biden's a deadbeat dad and Joe Biden hasn't even met his own grandchildren. They just continue to cover for this guy, no matter what him or his corrupt son does. That old phrase that Trump could murder someone and his fans would still approve of him. Well, I don't think that's the case, but you look at Joe Biden and he could get away with anything and the Democrat media will still stick up and defend him.
He could get away with anything and they will still say that he is a good man. How is it that this man goes out on the world stage and falls flat, completely flat, and they still support him? How is that? They come back and say, oh, the speech that he gave was akin to FDR. It was akin to Churchill when he fumbled his way through it. And then he comes back to stateside with cliff notes in hand and he still can't get it right and they still praise him. There has to be a moment of atonement. There has to be a moment of a come to Jesus moment whereby all these hypocrites are called out. And I have said this on more than one show. All of them need to be lined up and they all need to be indicted and prosecuted from Nancy Pelosi all the way down to Hunter Biden and including Barack Obama, all of them, because they have been running a fake news, criminally corrupt enterprise within our government. And if it means shutting down Twitter, shutting down Facebook, so be it. Breaking them up, so be it. We know that Disney needs to be broken up. And then to find out, Andrew, that Disney operates on its own as an independent country almost. They could probably get a nuclear weapon and no one says anything about it. That needs to stop right now. And Ron DeSantis, I'm glad that he passed this law. But he also needs to call a special session of his Congress and rip all these rights from Disney completely gone, be gone, no more. And we're going to talk about that in one of our other shows. But folks, we need to wake up because there is a lot that's happening here that is not good for this country. It's going to drag the country down, Andrew.
Yeah, Disney thinks it has all the leverage because it brings so much business to Orlando and Florida. But the thing is these financial gains may not be worth it in the end, but the indoctrination to the kids that Disney wants from the teachers and their movies and whatnot that they continue to show, you almost have to wonder if in the long run, it wouldn't be a bad thing if Disney just hiked it up and left Florida. I mean, I think they would recover just fine. Someone would probably go in and try and fill that void, and they might be just as good as a Disneyland or something like that. You don't know. But what's going to be interesting to me is to see how things continue to play out here in the White House, as we were just discussing, with Jen Psaki now set to step down. That should change things a lot in my mind, because anytime Joe Biden makes a gaffe or a mistake, they roll out Jen Psaki to go up there and spin, lie, make all the excuses in the world for him. And it'll be interesting to see if the replacement for her does as skillful of a job at lying as Psaki does.
Well, what's going to happen now, Andrew? See, this is all perfectly timed. Is that she goes to MSNBC and then she's able to continue spinning for this administration. She will be at the forefront of spinning that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. And then she would deflect and she would deflect back onto the Trump children. Remember, here in New York City, Letitia James, the attorney general, the corrupt black woman attorney general, who should not be in that position. She's only in that position because of diversity. And people felt that, oh, it's her time, it's her turn, as opposed to giving it to her based upon the merit. If you base it upon the merit, she would not be there. Though some would say, well, then it would be another white man. Well, based upon the merit, maybe that white man should be there. But she should not be there. She shouldn't be there at all. And it's so interesting how a lot of these black folks that are in these positions are there. And when you look around them, the cities that they represent are in complete shambles. But that's another story for a different day. But going back to the indictment and what's going to happen. With Jen Psaki being at MSNBC, she will spin and deflect and say, well, look at the Trump children. They're wanted for questioning by Letitia James. Why won't they talk? Well, why should they talk? Because everyone knows when you go in for these one of these sessions, if you say something that they don't want you to say, oh, they lied. And of course, Jen Psaki will be right there because they'll feed her the information. Oh, what they said does not comport to what we have here. And then she'll come out spinning lies. And people, innocent people, not being aware that they're being played, will fall for it. They'll fall for it. Like, oh yeah, that's right. They'll forget all about Hunter. And where the heck is Hunter? Is he somewhere with Dr. Fracci having lattes? Where is he? You see, folks, our country is in a bad shape right now. It's in a bad place. That's a better word. In a bad place because of the left. It was already headed in that direction. But when Trump came to office and said, I am going to expose all this, and began to expose it, people could not handle it. They were like, oh my gosh. So what happened is that the overlords in the media, being able to bring in big tech, decided we've got to stop this. We need our agenda out there. And we have got to start this on a fast course before things change. So between now and the time we get to the 2022 election, look for more changes to take place in our culture. Save a few folks like Ron DeSantis, who will stand up and push back our saving grace. Because what we're seeing right now, we would have never imagined would have happened or could have happened to our great country. But you have folks like the Hunter Bidens, the Jim Psakis, the Joe Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the Hillary Clinton crime family, which at one point, Andrew, was the biggest Democrat crime family. Now we see that the Biden crime family has eclipsed it. And then the Obama crime family. These people should never, ever be allowed in politics or even to look at it or walk through the doors of it. And to think that they damaged President Trump because he loved this country, was working for this country. And now you have people that want to give the country away, give it to China. Everything we do is China, China, China. We want electric cars, but China produces the electric cars. It produces the pieces. We want these green panels, solar panels. China produces it. And if China were to get mad at it, it cuts it off. And you know what else? Look who has their finger in on it, the solar panels. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother, profiting. But then they want to blame Putin. It's Putin's fault because of the gas prices. My question again, will Joe Biden pardon Hunter or even his brother? Let's throw his brother in there and his sister. And will they even be indicted? Looking at the activist judges that we have. Shame, shame, shame. God save America, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening with Hunter Biden. When the Republicans take back the House and Senate, will they have the stones to go ahead and go after Hunter Biden? Will he get indicted? So much left to see. And then the question is, if he does get indicted, will Joe Biden, before he ends his run as president, pardon his own son. I guess only time will tell. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrews. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. It's coming up on its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you download your podcast. Please like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.